And it's 13 minutes past 6 o'clock, and I think we've got Tony this time with one of the families. Hi, Tony. No.
Good evening, Karima. Hello, everybody. We are down at Ronald McDonald House. It is a very special night for Alive 90.5 FM. We are cooking and serving for the Ronald McDonald House families, and we're lucky enough to be in the presence of one of the Ronald McDonald House families, the Greg family. We've got Mum Whitney, Dad Dave, and we've got son Connor. Lola's in the background as well. Good evening, Whitney.
Hi, how are you?
Very good, thanks. Thank you very much for your time tonight. Your son Connor.
Yeah.
You're here for in the Ronald McDonald House. Originally from Googong near Canberra.
Yep.
You've come over to the Ronald McDonald House in Greater Western Sydney.
Yep.
Talk to us about the experience and tell us a bit about Connor's story.
Oh, we'd be lost without this place. So Connor was born at 33 weeks and he just came out with he was pregnant and his bowels just don't work. So we originally just came up for appointments 3 weeks ago and we've been here since and he's in hospital at the moment. So,
yeah, right.
Yeah.
And what is it like here? You said you'd be lost without this place. Oh. What is it about this place and how does it all work?
This place, you have somewhere to come after a rough day. And you can sleep or and your children that aren't sick get to know other kids that are going through siblings, like going through the same thing. So it helps and you talk to the parents and you get to know them. You make lifelong friends here, that's for sure.
And tell us a little bit about Connor as well. What's he like? What's that little doll next to him? Oh, what does he enjoy?
He loves Toy Story. That's Blippi. but no, he's such a fighter. He's he goes through hell and back. But when he's well, you can't stop him. And when he's sick, he's just not well. One extreme to the other, but we get there.
And how was the move from Canberra? I know you come back and forward, but yeah. How's that been in terms of travelling back and forward?
Oh, I bought a new car 2.5 years ago, and we've gone over 55,000 k's. So
oh,
that's
wow.
How many trips we do.
Wow. And so. And how are yourself and Dave going as well with this experience? It's obviously a lot to take in.
Massively. I think if we sat down and actually thought about it, we would break. But we just, day to day, we just get on and just do it. If we don't, they'll see us break. So we've got to be strong.
You'll be strong. You're doing a great job
as
well, Whitney.
Thank you.
And what about some of the other families here? And Meals from the Heart specifically, you've come down, have a bit of dinner. I know American's your favourite well. So that'd be nice to tuck into. I mean, myself and Darren were in the kitchen a little bit earlier
helping out.
That's why I'm dressed this way. I don't usually wear a hairnet and an apron.
Thank you so much.
Oh, no problem at all. But nice American on the menu. I think there's some gumbo, there's some fried chicken wings, some salad, and everyone's just so stoked to be involved at this community radio station specifically.
It's
amazing. What do these nights mean to you?
Oh, you don't have to cook. You won't have to worry about, what are you going to eat or are you going to eat? You just might go up and not have anything for dinner some nights because you're just so tired. But you get to have something to eat and sit together and just chat with other families as well. It's really good and we thank you so much.
Oh, no problem, Lord. We couldn't be more prouder of what we're doing as well to help you out. But what is your favourite cuisine? Is it American
or
what do you enjoy eating?
Oh, I love a good salad. So a Cobb salad is like amazing.
Well, Darren made the cobbler, so make sure you do try that.
Oh, I plan on it.
And what sort of happens from here? Is Connor still going in and out of hospital or how's this process work?
Well, Dave was just chatting with Connor's surgeon, Dr. Tori. She's Connor's angel. We would be lost without her as well. We don't know. We're just taking it day by day. Got gastro. His gastro doctor's coming to have a chat tomorrow, so we'll just take it day by day.
And talk to us a little bit more about just Connor's condition. He's obviously got a bit going on with his bowel.
Yeah, so when Connor's never been able to go to the toilet on his own. I know it's a very taboo subject, but he now has an ileostomy. He's had a colostomy. They had to close that because it didn't work. And now he's got an ileostomy, so it goes to the end of his small bowel and it goes into a bag. Every time he eats at the moment, he gets pain for hours and hours on end. And as you've seen, he doesn't look crash hot at the moment. He just can't handle food at the moment and they don't know why. His surgeon said his anatomy is very different. And yeah, so we're trying to get a manometry machine for Westmead kids as well. So we're trying to help kids like Connor because it's so hard because you don't see this stuff. Constipation can be awful.
So. Yeah, most certainly can. And, of course, that's why we help out with these days as well, because we know there's so many children with that are going through some stuff and some families as well. So we're more than proud to participate in these events as well. Any little help that we can for kids like Connor. And how is Lola going, your elder daughter? She's making a few friends over there, jumping on the couch with Oboe.
Oh, yeah. She was six yesterday, so.
Happy birthday to Lola. Yeah.
She thinks she's, at the moment, invisible. But, you know, she struggles. Her anxiety when he's not well goes next level, where we've had to get her help. But we just do everything as a family. We've got a rule. If he's in, we're all in.
Yeah, so, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, Whitney, thank you very much for your time here on Alive 90.5 FM. We do thank you for your time, and we really appreciate you coming on air and talking to us today.
Thank you so much. Whatever we can do to help Ronald McDonald House back as well, we do it.
And whatever Ronald McDonald House can do to help Connor and your family as well, we're on board with that as well. So thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Karima, I'm going to throw it back to you.
Oh, thanks, Tony. And a big hi to Layla. Happy birthday. And a big hi to Connor.